CPAs or something that talks about what you can put into your will?
What I talk about is going to Lutherans for Life. I think
Lutherans for Life.
You can download. They have them in there. You can go to Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. They have a website here. Let me see what if they give you a website here. I want to get telephone numbers. The number is 1-800-729-9538. 1-800-729-9538. A durable Bob attorney from Healthcare State of California. Now, if you get one for Illinois, they stay there on call. And this, you can take it to your attorney. This will save you a lot of money. And if you like what it says in here, you can do it. This has, you know, Christian affirmation, explanatory, and here's the Christian version. You can write your own things. And it explains why I'm saying what I'm saying. It's really quite well done. Really is. And they gave you some other stuff in here. Yada, yada, yada. So, which all passes around. Lutherans for Life. Any other comments about this?
You and your brother were kind of talking in that this is a statement. It's almost like a witness to, I guess, in a sense, is it a witness to the medical folks who take care of you? Or was that what you were talking about with that? Or, but it also explains how you're supposed to be taken care of.
It explains basically how you want to be cared for at end of life when you are incompetent, that is, you're not awake and you can't tell the doctor what you want done or not want done. So this surrogate, this agent, as it's called in these documents, they say, look, based on this document, do not resuscitate order under these circumstances. And the circumstances are listed. Because in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, we would say, fine, it's not life on call. We don't go with all these extraordinary means. With the original intent to care, not to kill. I mean, but this still presents a struggle for Christians. Ask, you know, these are struggles. Because love says, I want you to stay. Love says, I want you to go and be with the Lord in heaven. And these are absolute struggles. And so these help in terms of making decisions, but they don't make the decision for us. Because Christ still remains answer to unanswerable issues.
I do remember. I should have listened to my in-laws better when they were here last week. They live in California, and the one thing they're having troubles with out there is in the living wills, terminally ill can be diabetes. Because it is a terminal illness. It's for life. And I forget the other one that they were talking about, but they can withhold insulin from somebody based on that. That they are so ambiguous.
Here it is.
Yeah. Is that the new proposition?
This is in California. And this is the one, by the way, that they're working in other states now. Similar word is in Illinois and other states. It's called an act, added chapter, of healthcare safety code relating to death. The bill would enact the California Compassionate Choice Act, like they have the Oregon Compassionate Choice Act, which would authorize an adult who meets certain qualifications and who has been determined by his or her attending physician to be suffering from a terminal illness. Now, I can tell you up front, no doctor is going to tell you a terminal. They may say death is imminent. The terminal, the doctor means not too much. As defined to make a request for medication for the purpose of ending his or her life in a, now here it is, humane and dignified manner. The bill would establish procedures for making these requests. Now, I know this is California, and maybe we would expect this in California, but it's coming this way. It's already in the state of Illinois once. It's been not gone very far. But here it is. This is dated February 17, 2005. The California Compassionate Choice Act. It's quite, you know, all paragraphs, it's all
different. It passed, didn't it?
Not yet. No.
Did it pass one house just recently?
Yeah, just one. But it hasn't made it. Hasn't
determine anymore how, who's going to say what is dignified and
what is you hit the nail on the head. What is dignified?
Dignified in Latin means value and worth. You have value and worth. In society, value and worth is demean. And humane means no suffering. So if you euthanize dogs, and I've had that done, I used to do that at the bed plane. History is sad. We do this because they're not sold like we are and so with dogs and we don't let that happen with dogs. And so if you're an evolutionist, you can do this with humans. Because you see, and I show a video in my classes on this. And the guy will say in the name of the other, look, it's just like you wing a duck. What do you do when you wing a duck? You go over and kill it. Because it's the dignified and humane thing to do is to get out of its pain and suffering. That's the definition of dignified and humane. Remove the suffering. Suffering, you remove the one who's suffering. The sufferer. And then the people around them are suffering. But people can trust it because you're exactly right. That's what's defined as humane and dignified. We would say it's dying in Christ, not committing suicide.
So it really doesn't mean anything because you don't know who's going to determine that.
Precisely. You know. Yes?
Same way with confidence.
Same way with what?
Confidence,
yeah.
Somebody's
got to make a decision. That's why substantive judgment in medicine, my brother, does not care for that. It's fraught with problems. You know, they say this is mercy killing. How do you know the person who you were killing? It's mercy to them. If anybody wants a copy, I'll be happy to send it to you. The email, you've got an email address up there.
doesn't get into the theology. Somebody else did that at the conference. Robert Gagnon, G-A-G-N-O-N. If you go to a Barnes & Noble board and get his books, Robert Gagnon, G-A-G-N-O-N, G-A-G-N-O-N, he is good, G-A-G-N-O-N. I think he's Presbyterian, because he's very conservative. Man, he knows the theology, and his theology is right on top of this stuff. He is excellent. All I'm going to say with this, because it's not, I'm going to go through this very quickly and get to the science. Because that's what people talk. The theology, you look in the Bible. I'm not going through that, but the rest of this stuff, you can see the biases on the front screen in the media. There's no doubt it exists. And so I'm going to kind of go through this and see if you have questions. This, of course, is just judgment on people who are homosexual, gay, Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not as the gay community would say about hospitality. Romans, God, this is creation. We made it to, He didn't create it this way. He doesn't create sin. Okay? Homosexuality is a result of the fall. And it is sinful. It is what God calls the Bible an abomination in the Old and New Testament. It is an abomination. And they say, no, this isn't about homosexuality. This is about what it talks about, you know, men having exchanged natural relations with men and women. That's kind of like men who are sort of, they're struggling with their own identity and they really don't want to be men. They really want to be women, so the substitute for that, they go after men. That's kind of complicated to me. But it has nothing to do with homosexuality. Judgment speaks very clear. The kingdom of God is not yours. That is law, that is straight out of God's mouth. You live a life of sin, of sexual immorality, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. That is your doing and not his. And he says this, you know, because the old Adam says, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Because the old Adam is present within us, we have to be reminded. The new Adam needs to know, you don't do this. You will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay, so culture wants to normalize everything. That means, of course, homosexuality, heterosexuality are equal, normal, equivalent, and healthy. That's what culture has done. It has normalized it. We have moved from gay unions, civil unions, from partnership, civil unions, to marriage. Now, a lot of them go into marriage. Why? Because they have more than one partner. So they don't stay as civil unions. Because it'll mess up the partner business. Yeah, sure. Okay, it's all relative. We've been through this. Here's the science. Now, I've got genetics. Let's take these one at a time. Here it is. Now, this is Dean Hamer. He's homosexual. I don't remember. He doesn't talk about much in this book, but he's the guy, and it's all over here. I don't have to read it. He said he found it, but these guys came along from Canada and said, sorry, we can't reproduce it. It's not provable. That's not my opinion. This has all been published in the Journal of Science. The data is there. It's not on the X chromosome of the woman, because that's the one that's passed on. It's not there. You know, the lower part, X, Q, 28. Can't find it. Even though, and so what do they do? So the neuroanatomy of the brain. Supposedly, in the hypothalamus, deep in the brain, we should find differences in gay people, in the nuclei. It's supposed to be weird looking, big, and it's kind of hard to get into it, showing the pictures. The point is, if you ever hear any brain studies about what gays are different, meaning men and women, the brain is different, the hypothalamus is different. That has not been proved. It still remains unproved. That's science. The neuromuscular, this will get you. Reflexes to external stimuli, eye blinking. Have you heard this one? Not me, it's real. It's published. Pre-pulse inhibition of human startle response showed no difference between straight and gay. Now what that means is this. They attach electrodes here to the eye, electromyogram stuff. They put earphones into you, and they, when you're not expecting it, they shoot some sound into you. And you, ooh, you get startled. Well, how does your eye blinking relate to that? Well, they believe that gays, primarily men, or or yeah, women, I'm sorry, not men, that they blink more, or something different than straight, anyway. It's been unproven. Yeah, sir. Yeah, to get pregnant. And then in 20 studies, 43 to 50% of monozygotic co-twins were homosexual. If they're monozygotic twins, they ought to be 100%. And they're not. Now, this is all scientific data. This is not my opinion. I have a paper up here. It's all about the number. I'm not trying to hop on anybody that say, well, this is not my opinion. I have a friend who's recovering homosexual, Brian Mary. It's 13 years he hasn't been that, and he's a youth director in Alton, Illinois for a Baptist church, and he goes out working for gay youth. And he says, you know, Bob, after a while I was getting their face. And I just tell him, you keep this up, you're not going to go to heaven. He said, sometimes it works, and sometimes they just don't care. Because they still think God made them that way. They really do. People say, well, God made them. God doesn't make sin. There's nothing in the Bible to support that. And well, how do you argue back to Dan's question? How do you get to say it? So you believe that at the fall we became sinners? Oh, yes, of course. Oh, and so now we have lots of actual sin, of course. So you just said that God doesn't make sin. But now you're saying he makes sin homosexuality. But then they will deny that homosexuality is a sin in the Bible. And the reason they say this is God loves everyone. He loves everyone. And then he says it's a good one, that man should not be alone. Yeah. They use that. Man should not be alone. Alone. The Bible, you can't fit homosexuality into God's word. But they do, because it's part of normalization. Okay. Well, these are passages, and you're all listed on there. You can study, especially the homosexual called prostitution in Israel. This requires a lot of study and more references. Levitical laws, Mark, male, female. I mean, look at the anatomy. Hello. That by itself, natural law. Look at the anatomy. The plumbing's different. But they don't. Oh. And they can, and don't go to this show. We can raise children as well. They can. I have a homosexual couple across the street. I'm not married. Don't care if they do anything. I cut trees down. They give me food. I witness to them, they don't do it. This has been going on for 6 years. But you don't give up. They need Christian friends that know that they don't agree with their lifestyle. But they need, they are tired of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They said, we pastor in D.C., we don't understand that. They said, all we, and they're angry because the church wants to, get away from me. No. It seems to me Jesus did with an awful lot of sinners. Doesn't mean you can go in their lifestyle, but you got to get in their face too. That's what the law is. Romans, 1 Corinthians, men, like 1 Timothy usually isn't talked about, but it's there. Heterosexual marriage, we know about this, I'm not going to go anymore. But the homosexual, they are wired, they want rights, they want freedom. God loves and accepts all people the way they are. Huh? Gay, this is gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, all goes into one. This is the baby magazine. Gay, lesbian, bisexual. So they're all together. Not a lot of transsexual or bisexual or homosexual, but they all believe they're in the same group. They all have their gay pride. You know where gay pride comes from? Greenwich Village, 1968. They were happy. They came out of the closet. They were gay. They were proud. Gay means happy. That's where it comes from, gay pride parade. If you've ever been to one, I don't know if they have them here, you've got to go see them. It is pure, unadulterated sexuality. There's no doubt about it. And then they say, well, you know, heterosexuals can be that way. Yeah. And if they continue to live that way, they too put their soul in jeopardy. See? God applies to all. He doesn't show favorites. Gay straight lines, you can get this off the internet. We want the same accessibility. We want the same rights. You can have our own babies. We've got babies. And this is done by going back to partners, having intercourse with a former male partner, client's sperm, or insemination, da, da, da. Any way you want, they can do it. This is first high school. not have any other holding interest. Drugs, that would be the same problem. Same-sex marriage timeline. I don't have time to get into this, but the Defense of Marriage Act passed during Bill Clinton's era. Only 13 states remain neutral. 38 states have adopted it. One state's out of it. But we moved from civil unions, partnerships. This goes on and on. And they're in the second reading, by the way, in Canada. Probably by the end of the year, it will be legalized homosexual marriages in Canada. They're in the second reading. They have the agreements up there. So they go through the second reading. And they will tell the pastors, yeah, you can preach about it. But you know, three pastors already have been brought up as misdemeanors for speaking out against the newspapers up there. And I think pastors need to start talking about this. What are we going to do when a gay couple comes in from our church and they come out of the closet? They say marriage, we say no. I think it's going to be tested in courts eventually. How many other pastors? That's why pastors have ECEs, church professionals have malpractice. It's going to be tested. We need to talk about it. Okay, well, clamoring means group marriage. That's going to happen. You got TV, Queer Eye, Straight, The L Word, they're all on TV. Print media, and done. I mean, that was quick. That was damn it. I apologize for that, but you got the essence of the science and the theology. The science doesn't support it, the theology doesn't support it, and as I said earlier this morning, put the science into the theology, and they will agree. Questions on homosexuality? Anything at all?
Well, did the Pleshnik is supporting the Lutheran position?
Yes, yes. Kieschnick has come out on this. Now, President Kieschnick has also written a couple of things on the Terry Schiavo thing. I personally listen against the man from that well. I wish they would have been stronger, and I wish they would have been published in newspapers. But they never come out from the Missouri Synod, and I don't know why they don't. I wish they did. I'm sure they had reasons. And maybe they tried. But the Roman Catholic Church, certainly in St. Louis, is published all the time because it's very Roman Catholic. I don't know about this community. And I don't know if President Kieschnick tried to get an op-ed page yet. But I don't see anything in the papers. We didn't even publish. That's why I have students write letters to the editor. So you can publish one out of every 500. So what? It's nice to be in the snuggy thing. But I do know he wasn't for what happened with Terry Schiavo. Any other questions about anything? Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, what?
The evangelical movement.
Yeah, the ELCA.
Yeah, are talking about permitting gay pastors.
Oh, sure. The ELCA, the question is, are they going to vote on whether or not to have homosexual? Well, somehow they permit it anyway. It's just kind of like the hate everyone. They kind of let it happen and don't say anything about it. But there are quite a few. I think if they permit it, you will see a huge fractionation.
Major problems.
Yeah. And because if they pass additional theological reason, now if you talk to, we get students from the ELCA in the Missouri Synod, they go through Fort Wayne in St. Louis, and you talk to them, they'll be like, surely they talk about that revolution, they don't have a problem with that. And homosexuality is a cultural thing to differ. Why do about that? It's a big group. It makes sense. So they're trying to make soften up the word. So they have to vote official. It's unofficial. But what they're saying is, whoa, when you read the stuff on the internet, it was on their webpage. They said, well, you know, we'll talk about it. There may be some room for compromise. Whoa, how can you compromise God's word? But they do. You don't add to it, you don't take it from it. You can tell I'm a great person, can't you? Anything else? Any other questions about the class stuff? Thank you for your time. If you need anything, if you want any information, see your pastor. Really use your pastor. But if you want to get something from me, then email me. Or you can always call the seminary.
What's your email?
edu. That's Concordia Seminary, 12 St. Louis, .edu. God bless you.